This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The recent shooting rampage near UC Santa Barbara that claimed the lives of seven people, including the shooter Elliot Rogers, featured Rogers' hate-filled videos and the manifesto expressing a sense of male sexual entitlement that struck a deep chord with women all over the world. Almost immediately after the shootings, women took to Twitter to share their experiences with sexual fear, harassment, and sexual assault. It's called hashtag YesAllWomen. Women sharing thoughts such as, hashtag YesAllWomen because apparently the clothes I wear is a more valid form of consent than the words I say. Or from Amy Mann, the cops who asked me, well, what were you wearing when I reported an attack and attempted rape? Hashtag Yes, all women. We wondered about the thoughts on hashtag yes, all women from a dad. How should dads be talking to their sons? And how can dads help today's women feel more secure around men? Doug French is co-founder of the Dad 2.0 Summit, and with his ex-wife, he's co-creator of the blog When the Flames Go Up about co-parenting after divorce. Doug, I wondered, what were your thoughts as a man and a dad, as we all heard what Elliot Rogers said and thought about women and the men who were dating them?
It was really several complex things hit me at once. I mean, obviously, as a man, and I think I share the sentiments of lots of men who read these tweets and just basically looked at them aghast, thinking I had no idea. And I didn't, in terms of the kinds of things that that women go through on a daily basis that men just don't experience and don't understand, because it's never been part of their experience to walk from your car to your house with your car keys in your fist for fear of an assault. And I think that I felt the same way about that as I felt during the Trayvon Martin aftermath. And people of color were writing about how this is what it's like to feel, you know, when you're judged by the color of your skin. Mm-hmm. And I remember the piece that the Questlove wrote in New York Magazine about how here he is, a 6'2", 300-pound black man whose first thought is to, let's not anger or worry people around me into thinking I'm something I'm not.
And so this is what we're hearing with hashtag yes, all women.
Yeah.
And it seems that so much of this activity, the tweets on hashtag yes, all women, all center on the fact that no should mean no, and it doesn't. What's going wrong, do you think, in the way that America's boys are growing into men to whom no doesn't mean no?
Well, I think one of the there were two tweets I also that I saw among the stream that resonated with me. One was a series of Rolling Stone covers, and there were pictures of men looking just like normal people staring out at the camera, but the women were sexualized. The women were, I mean, Britney Spears was on kind of coyly topless. I forget who the other woman was, but I mean, the women are sexualized and meant to be looked as objects and less as people. And I think that's the images we see are very powerful, and they tend to, you know, in many ways you can talk to your kids as much as possible about this sort of thing, but the thing that trumps that is example and the sheer quantity of examples that they see, the sheer quantity of the imagery and the things they see on TV, read about. I mean, that resonates a lot more than a talk over a Coca-Cola can, you know, with your kid, and to discuss like what's going on,
the kinds of things that they're soaking up clearly. And I think we can all agree, certainly Elliot Rogers' actions were extreme, horrendously extreme, but can we accept the fact that his rhetoric isn't unique, and it's not hard to hear talk like this at bars or campuses or frat houses? And I'll point to Snapchat founder Evan Spiegel's emails when he was in a fraternity. Those have leaked out, and they were sent when he was an undergraduate at Stanford, proof that it's not unique. I mean, I can't even read the things that were in those emails.
No, it's and it's you look at it, and whenever you take a moment to take a look at what's happening, it's hard not to be appalled. Through our normal course of business, we're just trying to get from A to B and get our kids fed and make sure they're loved and respected and cared for. But when you look at what's happening and you see this systemic misogyny, which is learned. And that's where the dads come in, I think. And one of my other favorite tweets was the tweet that said, I started reading Less All Women because I have a daughter, but it became more apparent to me it's more important because I have two sons.
So what do you think is happening where these attitudes are being learned? And can a hashtag discussion like this help? Because aren't we preaching to the already converted? I mean, we're all agreeing. We're all agreeing. How do we change things? How do we reach the guy that will make a rape joke and laugh at it?
Well, that's the difficult part. And I think, I remember Daniel Tosh, the comedian, did a joke like that. He was like, imagine if this woman was about to be raped right now. What would that be like? And he set all that off several months ago because he was so cavalier about it. And I think that it's hard to shift judgments. I mean, I think the great thing about the greater access to technology is that something like Yes, All Women can make the waves and can make national news like this. But at the same time, the sheer quantity of information to which we have access, our brains can't codify it all. And so we have to simplify it, and we tend to circle the wagons and look at the media outlets that reinforce the beliefs we already have. And I think that's what's contributing a lot to the polarization on so many fronts in our culture, political, with regard to race, with regard to gender. I think there are certain belief points. It's very difficult, and you see less of it. You see less people reading or fewer people reading what the other side thinks and trying to develop nuance and empathy. And that's, I think, where this starts from. This starts from empathy. This starts from recognizing that
compassion,
just because you can't understand it doesn't mean it's not happening. And that's the long-term discussion to have with your kids, especially if you're a father of sons, to recognize that the overall point is that women, like the one point the woman said, like it's safer to give a man a fake phone number than to say no.
Mm.
Right.
I do wonder if overall as a society, are we doing a disservice to boys as they grow into men? For example, a man will make a move toward us, and if we think we're attracted to him, it's sweet. And when he does the very same thing and we don't feel attracted, he's a creep. He's harassing us. Or we tell men we want them to be more sensitive, but then society will make fun of a man for being soft and crying like a girl. It almost seems like when it comes to expressing feelings and emotions, women have a red carpet rolled out. They can do it. Men can't. Is that where some of this is coming from?
I think so. And I think that in general, we are kind of hardwired to judge. And speaking as someone who was a man among women at the playground and later in life as a single man with children at the playground, you can be – anybody can be judged. But what's happening, what enthuses me is that norms are falling. More dads are on playgrounds. More women are – I remember Elizabeth Warren was saying how fantastic it is. There's a women's bathroom in the Senate now.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I mean, this is the evolution. This is what's happening. And our younger generation is learning this. I feel that way. I do believe that for the same reason my children 30 years from now are going to look at – the gay rights issue now and wonder what in God's name was the problem. And for the same reason, when you think about women have been voting for less than 100 years. True democracy has only been around for a scintilla of a moment, and that's just a staggering thing to think about. So progress is happening, and I think it's inevitable, but that doesn't mean we can't do what we can to push it along as best we can.
Ann Arbor-based Doug French is a blogger, father, and co-founder of the Dad 2.0 Summit. Doug, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.